This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Cool. Here with Moon Fever, Tristan, Mitch. So out on tour, how's the road treating you?
Oh man, how do you put that?
Highs and lows.
Highs and lows. Yeah.
Tour is Steel Panther. Show's been amazing.
Sure.
Those dudes are some of the coolest dudes I've ever met.
Steel Panther has been absolutely amazing.
Yep.
Speak of the devil.
Those guys are fucking amazing.
Sticks at any from Steel Panther just popping in on our interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just knew. He was like, I can feel it's time for us to shine.
Michael Starr and Sticks at any.
For 93.5, the radio station here. You can jump on as well.
Dude, Michael Starr and Sticks at any. We got to keep this in. This is perfect.
Well, the reason why they're on the tour is because their singer is really good.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Are just the singer and drummer, right? You talk shit about the other guys because they're not here.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. If you didn't have that energy, you guys wouldn't be on the tour.
Oh, my
it's fair.
Gosh.
It's
bringing it. This guy fell on the ground last night, did a solo.
Michael Starr is making me blush, ladies
and gentlemen.
But I'm red as a peach right now.
Red as a peach.
I love you, brother. Thank you so
much. Thanks, man.
Hey, just a little popper from Steel Panther, no big deal.
So those kind of things happen during this tour.
All the time. But that just goes to show, you know, how cool the Steel Panther guys are, because there's a lot of headlining bands out there that, you know, they do their thing, right? They don't.
Yeah,
really,
everyone kind of keeps their distance.
Yeah,
or whatever,
but these guys, man, I mean,
more than welcoming.
Just like that. I mean, with open arms, and honestly, you know, for how long they've been doing it and for how big that they are, they don't need to do that to us at all. We're a baby band.
Yeah, we're
so
tiny.
The fact that they've shown us the hospitality that they have just within this is our, what,
third show
that we haven't played? It's just been, I can't even describe it.
Now,
it's been awesome.
That's awesome.
Let's talk lows. Band broke down coming in to the first show in Cleveland on the toll booth. Had to get the thing towed. We were stuck out in the snow.
Oh, damn.
5 below 0 out, trying to get an Uber off of the toll booth or whatever.
It was
brutal.
Not a fun experience.
We got in at like 9 o'clock in the morning. By the time we got in, it was...
Still made it in for the show, though.
Oh, of course.
Okay, all right.
Make it work, baby.
You gotta make it work.
But yeah, I was up, and that was the first night of our tour, too.
Yeah.
So we're coming into Cleveland. We're at the turnpike. And yeah, like Mitch said, we broke down right there, blocked off the lane for a couple hours. Satchel, my man.
Yeah.
Ready to rock? Ready to rock, baby? Oh, looking good. Looking good.
Real good.
Yeah, baby. There we go. There's another perfect example right there.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you know, what is it? The phrase they say, like, the worst thing's going to happen at the worst time.
Dude, always.
When it rains, it pours.
Right.
I mean, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. The van couldn't break down, you know, 2 weeks ago, like when you were driving to the grocery store. No, it broke down when you're...
Oh, it has
first
to.
Tour,
as soon as it happened, I'm like, oh, now we're on tour. Okay. I know this feeling.
And you know what? With the van included, we won't even talk about the trailer. That'll be a story for another time.
The van, the trailer, everything else involved.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned you're a baby band. So, I mean... Let's just go back. For anyone who hasn't discovered Moon Fever yet, I mean, how did you guys all get together and find each other and get going?
This precious charm sitting to the right of me, Mr. Mitch McCauley, God bless his heart, man. He and our bass player and drummer, Dave Gracious and Troy Wagaman, they're both previously from Hiro the Hero, and they all shared managers. They had worked with Don.
Yeah, we all had the same manager.
10 years. So they kind of mutually, Don, you know, he kind of mutually found us. I was hanging around the Seattle scene.
Yep.
Mitch just moved up. Dave and Troy also live in the Washington area. So honestly, it was a crapshoot. It was a gamble whether or not.
Yeah, we were just like, let's just see if it works.
Let's see if it works. And we got in the room, and I'll never forget.
Instant magic. 5 seconds in, I'm like, we all look at each other like, done.
Sometimes,
like, done.
Sometimes you just know that feeling, and we had that feeling. And when you get a feeling like that, man, you got to take that ball and roll with it.
And then I remember we went and we got Chinese food that night, and I got food poisoning.
Yeah, Mitch got food poisoning. The night of my induction in the band, Mitch got food poisoning.
I got food poisoning.
I told you not to eat that crap.
Yeah, I know, and I did. It was foolish of me. I know.
That had to be the ultimate sign, though. I mean, if you get food poisoning and your guys all stick together.
This is it. Done.
Like, me and Mitch shocking the power of threes, man.
Yeah, it's the power of threes.
And
man,
I don't know what came after the crab, but I'm sure it was two other things.
Those are horrendous breakups, probably.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Seattle. That's where you guys are all from.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a music scene out there.
Totally.
Absolutely. I would say so.
There's a bit of a history that, you know, there's some things that have happened out in that area. So what has it been like? Because every band knows, before you get to this touring of Steel Panther level, you got to make it in your own area.
Absolutely.
I mean, what was that just alone, just to get to that level, just in a place like Seattle?
I mean, I'll say it went pretty quick. You know, we've all been kind of pretty fairly, I mean, not established, but, you know, like established musicians doing touring nationally for, you know, a number of years. I mean, Dave and Troy have been doing it for probably 10 years. So it was pretty easy for us to kind of like, I mean, we hit the ground running. It was like, he came in, 2 weeks later we were in LA recording, like, our fourth show, we did Godsmack in Las Vegas, and it was just like instant boom.
Shout out G2 for for that Las Vegas
and
event.
Amplify,
they put on a great event out there, you know, showcasing new artists and, you know, putting them with older established artists such as Godsmack to give artists like us a platform to get our name out of there. So shout out G2.
Yeah.
Shout out Amplify.
What up, Tracy?
Tracy, what's up?
So I mean, I think our listeners are familiar with Getting Loud.
Yep.
That's
yep.
one we've been bumping hard. That's you know. Awesome.
And thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to us.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, dude. So, outside of that one, what should people expect now that they're listening to this podcast and going, oh, I'm gonna go listen to some more Moon Fever. What should they expect? And what would you? It's always so fucking hard to classify what a sound is.
Totally.
We sound like this band.
Yeah,
I don't want you to say we sound like this band, but like. All of your, I guess what I'm saying is all your influences obviously have combined into something of what
yeah.
you're sounding like.
Well, let's do something fun with that. Instead of answering that question, I'm going to throw the ball back in your court. And whoever ends up listening to this interview, make sure you comment and you tell us who you think we sound like.
I like that.
I've heard so many.
I've heard millions too.
You know, it's like asking an artist to describe their painting. It's like, well, you be the judge, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you tell us what you think. So, I don't know. I know what my influences are.
Yeah.
I know. I can tell you that a common one in the band is we love Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Sure.
Josh, if you're hearing this, please, we love you. throw us on the show, please.
Yeah. Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, Royal Blood. Like, you know, a lot of the 90s stuff,
yeah.
Seattle stuff.
There's a band that people should check out, a really undercold band. They're huge in Europe. They're called Dead Moon from
yep.
Oregon, the state over from us, man.
Oregon.
And they have that salt to the earth rock and roll with
that
attitude.
That definitely is an influence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. It's about that attitude, you know. That's what I look for in my influences, you know. We all looked at rock stars and shit. What do they all have? Attitude.
Right.
You know, that's what
sure.
made it cool. So, yeah, yeah.
And we look pretty on stage.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah,
we try.
I mean,
when I'm not on stage, I look ugly.
Oh, yeah, you should see what we look like.
When you're on tour with Steel Panther, you gotta look pretty on stage.
Oh,
right?
Man.
They set the bar at another level.
Dude, you can't even get there.
Here's the thing. This tour, it's not even like it's a competition. You can't touch them.
No, you can't touch them.
You can't touch them.
They're some of the most incredible musicians.
Yeah,
they are.
We give you guys your flowers.
Well, you know, so I will say, because you said, let's see what people comment. I'll make my own comment here. I don't know how to describe you, which is a good thing.
Yep.
Because there's bands that I listen to that I go, oh, you sound like Shinedown.
Mm-hmm. Might as well
go see Shinedown.
I guess,
and then I hear other bands, I'm like, oh, you sound like Falling in Reverse. Well, then I might as well go see Falling in Reverse. I hear you guys, and I'm like, I don't have that, you know, top echelon band that I can say they sound like this.
Cool.
So you sound very much like yourselves, which I think is the ultimate compliment.
Thank you so much. And just real quick to Bogart off that, we've actually talked about that a lot as far as, like, we know that we're not reinventing the wheel. We're not doing anything that has never been done before. But with that being said, we're not trying to do
things.
We're
being authentic.
You know, we're doing what we feel is right. So to hear that compliment, we
really appreciate
that.
Well, and I think that's the key, you know, the authentic part of it. When I hear you guys, I just hear rock and roll.
Like, oh, hell yeah.
Because you know this. I mean,
fuck yeah.
If you're out in the scene, everything is defined. It's metalcore. It's crab core. It's something core.
Yeah.
It's I've got a core. It's something, right?
Sure.
There's all those different things that you can define. You guys just sound like a straight, just rock and roll band.
Thanks, man.
You know,
that's what we're going for, man.
All right. Absolutely.
Speaking of core, I just got turned on to like Japanese metalcore.
Okay.
And
shout out to the Japanese metalcore scene. That's for real.
Okay, thank you. I don't know how to say that, but it's amazing.
So a lot of cool different genres. But yeah, man, we appreciate the comment because, again, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything, but we're just trying to do what feels right to us, something that has a little bit of substance, you know, that hopefully people can relate to. But, yeah, appreciate the compliment, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I've been been happy that you've been on the station, happy that you're here on this tour. It's very cool to have you guys here in town for sure.
Dude, thank you for having us, man. I always appreciate it.
So we've talked about everything leading up to here. Tonight, we'll do tonight.
Hell yeah.
What about past this? What's, you know, what, do you have more tours planned for 2024? Are you working on new music? What do you guys
doing? Can we announce? No. Are we allowed to announce? We can't announce. Yeah, so let's just say we have some things coming up, but they're highly confidential right now.
Well, you can check out our new single, Feel So Good, out now on all streaming platforms.
Feel So Good. We dropped that on the 30th of November.
Yep. Okay. And then you can expect a bunch of new music, you know, singles, maybe a big song, that we're very excited to share. I don't know.
Yeah, we might just be really excited about a song that's going to come out soon, but who knows?
Yeah.
So when you guys are out on tour like this, in between on stage, talking with a-holes like me,
Are you fucking easy on yourself. In fact, I'm just going to have everybody that's listening know our interviewer doesn't have a notepad out at all. He's ready to go with these questions, man.
Just ripping.
Yeah.
So respects.
When you're at the hotel on the bus, are you guys just trying to chill, relax?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there's no, like, let's sit down, let's write something new, let's come up with
something. I'll tell you this, right now our lives are just fixing all of the broken things right now.
Here's the thing, tour is honestly, like, a lot of people have tour in mind, and I don't want to not glorify it. Touring is amazing, and I would never want to do anything else with my life. With that being said, it is still very much so a job.
When you're on the road,
we just drove 36 hours to, you know, Cleveland, and then we got to sleep for, you know, 5 hours, and we had to wake up and drive another six, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of sleep deprivation, you know, sleep balancing that you have to do. You have to eat right because traveling across
Very difficult.
Oh my gosh. And you know, traveling across so many states messes your body up. It does something to your body, so you're not like your normal self. So it's an uphill battle, you know, just traveling. So the last thing we're thinking about is, hey, let's get in, write a new song, and practice. No, it's like, I'm trying to go to bed.
Oh no, like it's sound check, guitar goes on the stand, see you later.
Yeah. Because these shows, man, I mean, they're very, we do very high energy, high intensity shows.
Yeah. It takes it out of you. By the end of the show, I'm dead.
It's a workout session, dude. Troy's sweating. I don't even hug him after the set.
He is so grimy.
So, yeah. But yeah, man, it's a lot. No time for that, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, that's a good. I mean, like, if you're leaving it all on stage.
Oh yeah.
That's what the people that are coming to see.
Yeah, and that is what we are here to do, man.
And look, you know this, having been in other bands and now starting with this one. I mean, you're working that ladder up, right?
Absolutely.
There's only one way, man.
So for every person that's out here that is going to walk in not knowing who you are, they're going to see you out there giving up fucking everything you got and be like, I love these guys, man, you know?
That's the goal, man. That's the only thing we can hope for. And it always feels really good to hear that feedback from people.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, I mean, we do this. We write music because this is what we love to do. And the byproduct of that is, awesomely enough, people loving that. And to get that recognition from people just makes us know that what we're doing isn't just in vain. You know what I mean? So it's cool.
Very cool. Last thing, then I'll let you guys go, because you do want to rest before you get out there and perform.
Sure, I'll take a shower. We stink.
Oh my god, I can shower so bad.
Right. By the end of the night, everyone will stink in here.
True.
all right, holidays are coming up. Let's just finish with something fun. Best gift that you remember getting? I don't care if it's...
Oh, I know mine, okay, without question. So my dad's friend, Elliot, he used to be in a band called the Electric Chairs, like a CBGB punk band.
Okay.
And I met him at a guitar show when I was like 14 maybe. And he sent me a guitar to my house. And it's a Telecaster. On the headstock says Fucker Shit Blaster on it. And he gave me a pair of Austrian cowboy boots and a card that said, this is your first step to being a rock star kid.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, when I was like 15, I was like, it was the coolest thing I've ever had in my life.
That is great.
It was insane.
Awesome. Yeah. That was pretty badass. For me, I'd have to say, really, really good, very good friend of me and my father's, Mikey Supa. Shout out to you if you're out there. His daughter plays bass for Plush, an all-girl band. You should check them out.
They're cool.
Very cool. He is very good friends with Ace Frehley, man, and I was a huge fan of Kiss growing up, as a lot of kids were. After you see Gene Simmons spit blood, I mean, how are you not a fan of that? And Mike caught wind that I was a huge fan, and he hit up Ace, and next thing I know, man, I'm in the sixth grade, and I get a package in the mail, and Ace Frehley sent me a picture, original 1974 Kiss tour pics, signed it, dude, and it was just,
That's
man,
sick.
I mean, he doesn't know who I am. He didn't have to do any of that shit. So that was just amazing. So I am now more than definitely forever an Ace Frehley fan. Shout out Ace.
Yeah. Perfect. There you
We're
go.
Shout out everybody on this, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone gets shout out.
Everybody gets shout out. And shout out Live Nation. We love you. Thank you so much for hooking us up.
That's going to be the title of the podcast. Listen to Moon Fever. Just give shout outs for 12
minutes.
And
you know what? We've gotten a lot of help on the way, and I wouldn't feel good without recognizing some people for that. So it's got to be done.
Yeah, you gotta thank them. Know how this business is.
For sure. But yeah, shout outs for Moon Fever.
Yeah, and shout out to Moon Fever, yeah. And everyone that's coming tonight to rock with you guys, again, I mean, if we'll finish with this. If there's one song that somebody stumbled upon this podcast, made it to the end of it, and now they're like, all right, I want to go check them out, what's that song that you should go listen to?
Feels So Good. Right?
Feels So Good.
Right.
Just shot Feels So Good. And,
God damn,
does that song feel so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go take it. If you're not feeling so good, go listen to Feel So Good.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.